Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word comes to us today from John chapter 3, the 16th verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This is God's word. God so loved the world. What about you? Do you love your world? You can probably think of some wonderful blessings that you treasure in this world, some great experiences, some loving people. But you also may be struggling. You don't love the loneliness that you're feeling. The health struggles that you or a loved one are going through get you down. You lost your job. You wonder what you're going to do. Or life hasn't turned out the way you thought it would, and you don't love that very much at all. But Jesus told a man named Nicodemus, God so loved the world. Nicodemus was just like you. He didn't love his world all that much. He was a religious leader who felt trapped in a helpless and hurt-filled life. He didn't know a way out. His friends weren't helping. His worldview didn't seem to be helping either. So one night he snuck away to meet Jesus. Jesus was unlike anyone Nicodemus had ever met. This Jesus was doing miracles. He was teaching about new life instead of the old humdrum life. Nicodemus knew he needed something different. So he went to Jesus. And do you know what Jesus did? He put something new into Nicodemus's life, to a life that was plagued by brokenness and sin. Jesus said, God so loved the world. You may not love your world or be thrilled with your life, but God loves you deeply. And he comes to you today with the strength, the hope, the encouragement, and the new beginning that you need. This is the true story about a young man named Johnny. He was a bagger at a grocery store, putting people's groceries in their bags all day. Johnny, the bagger, was by no means in the upper tier of the organizational chart in the company, but he was included with all the other workers when the president of the grocery store chain invited everyone to a vision and mission meeting for the company. Two world-renowned business consultants were meeting with all the workers to present the vision of effective customer service, and they told the group, every encounter you have with a customer is a chance to make a difference. Your words and actions matter. So go, make a difference. Johnny was inspired by those words. So as he made his way home, he started to think about how he could make his encounters with customers more meaningful, how he could give them something that would make a difference in their lives. And that's when he had an idea. When he got home, he wrote down a thought for the day. It was a kind and helpful statement that he thought would bring some cheer to the people in the grocery store line. His dad helped him type the thought for the day into the computer, six to a page. Then Johnny printed out 50 pages, enough to make 300 thoughts for the day. And he cut them into strips of paper, signed each one of them personally. Then he brought them to work, and every time he bagged someone's groceries, he put his thought for the day into the last bag. And when the customer was getting ready to leave the store, Johnny would smile and say, I put something extra in the bag for you. I hope it helps you have a nice day. An amazing thing happened at the store. Customers loved what Johnny was putting into the bag. Soon, the line at Johnny's checkout was stretching back into the frozen food aisle. People who normally shopped once a week were coming into the store every day. And when managers tried to usher people to shorter lines, they refused to go. We want Johnny's thought for the day, they said. Not long after that, managers were reporting that the culture of the store was changing, and when the floral department had a broken flower or unused corsage, the workers would usually throw it away, but now they searched for someone in the store, an older woman or a little girl, and with a smile, presented the flower to her. Everything was changing, all because one person decided to put a blessing into people's bags. As you live your life, a lot gets put into your bag. Some of it good, some not so good. You've got some heavy items to carry in your life. Some of what you've got is balanced precariously. You're not in control. It feels like everything can come tumbling down at any moment. Every day you pick up more items, you get loaded down, you bear the burden of brokenness and sin, but then comes Jesus. And he puts something into your bag, something different, something that brings blessing, something that makes the other things bearable. You heard that happen in John chapter 3. Nicodemus was loaded down with a life that he did not love. And Jesus said to him, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." You see, Johnny isn't the only beggar. Jesus is a beggar too. And this was Jesus the beggar in action. He brought blessing to a broken heart. He brought the news of forgiveness to a hopeless soul. He brought the joy of the resurrection to a worn-out life. Jesus the beggar put something new into Nicodemus's bag. It was the gospel, the good news, the announcement of what Jesus was doing in the world. And that's what he does for you today. You may not love your world, but your Savior Jesus loves you, and he comes to you where you're at and puts blessing into your bag. It's not just a thought for the day, it's himself. He bled and died on the cross to be in your life with the forgiveness of sins. He rose up from the grave to be in your bag, to be the help and strength you need in your life every day. The Lord Jesus, who loves you, gets poured into your life through baptism and the Lord's Supper. You may not love your life, but you can love him, because his love for you knows no bounds. Now, Johnny and Jesus aren't the only beggars. You are too. What are you putting in the lives of the people in your line? What about your actions? Perhaps for you, being a beggar means being a friend. Who needs you to listen to them? Who needs you to show some genuine care? When you really care about someone, God will give you opportunities to put blessing in their bag. It may be a word of encouragement. It may be a prayer. It may be a word of correction and accountability, but it's putting blessing in people's bags. Nicodemus left after that evening talk with Jesus. He appears again in John, in chapter 7, defending Jesus to his opponents. And we see Nicodemus once more in John chapter 19, using his own resources to help with Jesus' burial. Nicodemus's world was changed. More precisely, Nicodemus had changed. He had the blessing of Jesus in his bag. You have the same. You have the truth. Whoever believes in Jesus will not perish, but have eternal life. There are a lot of empty bags out there. Let's change that. Would you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this simple expression of the gospel truth, that you love the world so much that you gave your only Son, that whoever believes in Jesus will not perish but have eternal life. May this blessing placed into the bag of our life today give us joy and peace and cause us to look for other people whom we can give this blessing to. Please, Lord, create opportunities for us to do just that. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's message. I invite you to check out all of our online resources at stmarkchester.org. That's stmarkchester.org. Thanks so much.